नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्तावधरे श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्यनामि नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गो भगवानी प्रसादिनी I feel very, not very qualified after hearing so many nice devotees, advanced devotees, describing their relationship with Srila Prabhupada, how they serve, help Prabhupada to spread this mission, spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. I happened to meet Prabhupada in 1968 in Montreal. Prabhupada was living in the States and he could not get his visa anymore. He has to come in Canada and wait until he get a visa. He was not even sure if he could go back to the States. And at some point he was even planning to have his headquarters in Montreal. And I was in complete Maya in that time. 68 was a hippie movement. We didn't know. There was a kind of, it was a love, Mother Malati was talking about, it was the same phenomena that they had in Los Angeles, San Francisco. It was spread everywhere. There was this kind of love and peace movement. They wanted the youth particularly, were inclined to drugs and easy LSD, all this kind of intoxication that they were taking as a spiritual path. And myself, I was involved in that very much. I was a drug dealer, making some money with that, and I had some pusher working for me. And I was interested. When I was taking LSD, I thought I was really a spiritual people guy, you know. Excuse my French, because I don't have the right accent. I know about that, because 3 years ago, I was in Bombay, and Vamananda Prabhu was sat on my left, and we were eating, and I was talking to him. And after some time, he told me, "Prabhu, do you speak English?" I'm not sure. Anyway, I was involved in drugs. I was going to Mexico, experiment peyote, mushrooms, and all kind of stuff. And deeply in these experiences, I was looking for happiness and in a research for God, the presence of God also, and a kind of knowledge that there was no possibility to know about that in a way. I become inclined to study more about yoga, but the Bhakti Yoga, you could not find anywhere. Prabhupada really gave us God. Krishna, Radha and Krishna, the concept of God. God was something like, it was in the books, you know. I have one of my aunt. She was a nun in a religious Christian institution. And she left her body some years ago, but she was almost 90 years old. And I wanted to talk to her before she left her body. She was very sick. I went to see her, and I talked to her about Krishna, about God. And she almost had a heart attack when I talked about Krishna being a person. And she told me, God has no legs. God has no arms. And she was a nun. Nun. You know what is nun? It's a kind of a renunciation of the material world, and they take like a sannyas, you know, for nuns. And they told me to leave the place because she was going to die almost when I was discussing with her about that. Then one day, somebody who knew I was interested, I was looking for yoga and knowledge of God, he said, the guru of the Hare Krishna is in town, in Montreal. At that time, there was only three temples. There was a temple in New York, San Francisco, and Montreal. I used to go there in 67, and I have three books that Prabhupada, the Bhagavatam, that Prabhupada wrote and brought from India. But it was very difficult for me to read because I didn't know about English. I have to take a dictionary for almost every word. Then, you know, you become like a little, takes time, and I forgot about the books. But I went to the temple when I heard that Prabhupada was there. And he was giving class. He was living in a small apartment, and sometimes I listened to the class, and I was attracted by the temple, by the incense, the prasadam they serve, and they were very friendly also, and it was very different because I have been looking for yoga somewhere else. I went. And the only other place about yoga was Hatha Yoga exercise, and I was not too inclined to that. And there was also impersonalist Aurobindo at the center there. You know more about Aurobindo. Okay. When I went to, I decided to stay there for some time, to stay at the temple and to try. I have been trying everything. Then I said, why not to try that? Because somebody have told me that if you take to yoga, you can reach a level almost identical to the LSD and mushroom and different that I have been experimenting. Then out of curiosity, I went and stayed there for some time. And I became an attracted to Prabhupada. Even I was not understanding so much what he was telling. I was not speaking English. And but Prabhupada has such a potency that he could attract me enough to make me devoted. After 1 week, after some time, Amsaduta told me if I was able to help the temple, to give money to the temple. And I was making enough money, and I gave $500 or $600 to Amsaduta. He was the president of the temple. And Prabhupada was very pleased with that. And it was only 1 week or 10 days after I've been there. And Amsaduta came back to me, and he told me, Prabhupada is very pleased with you, and he will give you initiation. Then that's why I'm very grateful to Prabhupada to give me the mercy. We are all unqualified, but I was more than that. Then I have told that story to Bombay. I'm sorry for those who heard that before, but that's my little relationship with Prabhupada. I don't have so much relationship with him, but I will never forget that. And after he asked me, Amsaduta told me, Prabhupada, he likes very much if you shave. And I was a big neck hippie, I have long hair here. Then I shave. I say, okay, I will shave. Then I shave, and the day after, it was initiation. all day I practice the chant the Maha Mantra, and I have to make my beats. I made the beats, and I learned the Namo Vishnu Padaya, you know, all the. And the day of the initiation, Prabhupada, when he came in the temple, he saw I was safe, and I paid my obeisances with the mantra that I had learned during the day, and he was very, very pleased, and he turned to me and said, "Thank you very much." And Prabhupada has this look, you know, when he was looking to you, it was going right in deep in you. I cannot understand, otherwise I will not have. I have looked to so many people in my life, and I forgot the way they look at me. I used to be an artist, I have a studio, and people come in my place. And so many people look at you, but you forget the look. But when Prabhupada look at you like that, it went right there in my heart. And I never forgot. I didn't stay at the temple. I was really not ready. I went there out of curiosity. And after some time, Maya attracted me because I wanted to make money, and it was hard for me. And it's hard to be Krishna conscious, to have one foot in Maya and one foot in Krishna. You know what I mean? And for some time in my life, I was like that. I was suffering so much in the material world. When you are, I was dealer, you have to watch for everybody, you have no friends. You have to watch for the police, you have to watch for the stool, you have to watch for so many people who want to get your money. It's a very, very heavy life. And I was doing that, and sometimes I was wondering if, but anyway, somehow or other, I never forgot Krishna. When I left the temple, for some time I went in the wood. Okay, I will finish. I have other things to say, but we have to. When I was, I left for some time, and I went in the wood, and Prabhupada, I'm sorry to tell you, wrote to Prabhupada, Gaurashankar is gone in the wood. And Prabhupada said, and you find this later in the Sikshamrita. He wrote back to Amsajuta and tell him, "Do not worry. Gaurashankar has rendered service to Krishna, and Krishna will never let him go." Then I consider it was a kind of spiritual curse. Because of that, I could never forget Krishna, and I was not happy in Maya. I was not happy in Krishna also, but now, I'm very happy. And thank you, Shabhupada.